Yeah, I think he did. Which is good with pressure himself, isn't he? When he bats late on and flicks it here, there and everywhere. So it was it's a nice start for him with the pressure, but it's actually good to get a win like that. Makes the other games easier. Yeah, to say I'm fresh is a bit of an understatement, to be honest. So I've been here for, what, nearly 7-8 weeks now. I feel like I've worked hard on my game and my fitness, and Gibbo's been a great help, and I feel I'm in good nick. I've bowled plenty of overs in the nets. I didn't think I'd get a run out in this form of the game, but that happens in cricket, and I felt like I wanted to take my chance yesterday, and I felt good, and it was nice to run in ball quick and come back and get a few wickets. I guess so. Obviously, yeah, gutted I'm not going. I'll try and catch the coach later on and speak to him to see what I can do to get back amongst the test squad. I was obviously disappointed, but I mean, you can't dwell on them. I've just got to move forward and go from here, really. Not yet, mate. I guess I'll, in the middle of the one day, as I was going to leave it till after this, and catch up with him, have a chat with him to see what went on and see what I did wrong or I need to improve on. So that's really all I know right now, mate. Yeah, mate, that's why I train as hard as anyone on the circuit. I feel strong. I said try and work harder than everyone else in the room, but I mean, I'd love to have played as many tests as Jimmy and took as many wickets, but just I wasn't consistent enough in my career, and I feel like I'm better now. It'd be nice to get a long chance, but obviously injury in the test a few years back, and it was different this year, play one days, and I felt like I've done myself all right, and I felt good. I've got to go the last few days, and I bowled quick yesterday, and I felt I bowled nicely today. I probably made it harder than it looked, to be honest, mate. I got the old Freddie Flintstone legs going on there, but I'm just happy that it stuck in. Obviously, Wokesy held his nerve at the end there, and in T20, every ball's actually massive, and if you go for three sixes in a row and you get a couple of dots, and that changed the game. And yeah, I mean, just showed over here on these wickets. I mean, I want to put my name in the hat. I feel like I've bowled as quick as anyone. I feel like my skills are getting better. I feel like if I'm going to lose pace, I might as well work on the skills and try to get good at that. Holiday, I'm going to go to the States for a month. My fitness, let's carry on with that and come back to Yorkshire just after Christmas and get in with them guys and lead up pre-season back in Abu Dhabi, Dubai. Yeah, it was amazing. When there's 2,000 in this stand, it echoes. So when there's 20,000, it's amazing. It's a great atmosphere to play in, and especially when Afridi got going there at the end, there was plenty of noise, and you want to play in these games and tight games like this, and it's obviously great to win these games. But yeah, it was a great night, and yesterday also.